Omar.
Ya, samo stadu stada.
I don't know if this is a question or more like a report. And then maybe acknowledgement of if I'm doing okay or not. So I've been trying to do this looking meditation.
For what?
Yeah.
Oh, looking.
Looking, yes. And I've been doing it three different ways, exploring. One is that I look and I know the object. And the second is that I let my gaze go automatically where it wants to and try to follow the knowings. There are many of them, so I don't get them all. Mm-hmm. And then there is a third one where I try to look at everything at once. That's a bit different. It's not one object. It's so that's it.
ตัวนี้ก็มีอยู่แล้วที่เนี่ยอันนี้ก็ปิสิโอจริงๆนะอืมนะเมื่อนั้นก็ว่าสึกกับตาจีนเนี่ยแหละลูกหลายๆที่หมดชูซะอ่ะจ้ะเนาะเปียงๆออกแล้วเนี่ยที่ลงแค่แล้วทุกข์อ่ะอกลงก็ไปเนี่ยเนี่ยนี่ล่ะที่หมดชูซะเอ้าลงไปแล้วอย่าเลยอะไรเจ๋งอ่ะแล้วไม่ลงเนี่ยจัสติ
And then you check when you look or you see, how do you feel?
Yes.
Check your feelings. Because usually we see and then we have a thought about what we saw and then we also feel something.
Yes. I tend to especially when I look at many things, to forget my other parts of that awareness, so that it becomes more pointed, and I a little bit lose the awareness of my body.
Mm.
Perhaps that's not a good thing.
The object for this meditation is the seeing and the looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the things that you see or look, right? Yeah. So, so long as you know you're looking, you're still inside your body.
Yes.
Mm. Well,
thank you.
Listening
also?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the same function.
Yes.
Looking, listening, focusing, the same. Make a habit. Every time you look, every time you're listening, every time you focus, try to know. Later, every time you focus something, awareness comes, automatic. Because we use our eye a lot, morning wake up, we open the eye and we look everything. We use the whole day. We use this doll, this eye object. So someone, if you have it to be aware of his seeing or looking all the time, later the mind become habit. Every time you look in, the awareness comes. Seeing, awareness comes. Make habit. Because we use seeing and looking the whole day in daily life. Our mind, naturally our mind is seeing and looking, pay attention to outside all the time. If you know your mind activity, you are aware. If you don't know, then you ought 100% thinking about it. Or you love yourself.
I have a follow up. I have also noticed situations where I'm less aware. Sometimes I'm very aware, aware of being aware, and then I notice that, okay, no. And I I panic, I want it back. So I try to bring it up and it doesn't work. So.
Oh. Oh. No,
when you notice you are not aware, Ming is aware to come back. So you should be happy. No need to panic. Because you are aware, that you notice just before, no way. Ming is awareness present when I come back. So you should appreciate for awareness come back. Let it be. Past, we cannot go back. Right?
Yes. Thank you.
If you panic, there is a mind more difficult to awake. Right? Just practice. Practice. Again, again, again.
I love practice.
He had a friend who liked the idea that there's something he can do every day. So he loved practicing because it was something he could do every day.
Awareness all the time, we try to aware all the time. My for me is I want to do two things at the same time. That's my habit. I like to do two things at the same time. This and interest. When I learn and study, I listen to music. Like this. Mind can do. Very fast. Very good. So the meditation is very good for doing something, be aware of this. Doing something, be aware of this. One thing I remind you in daily life like this. If you try to mindful first, you cannot do because you use a lot of energy to focus to mindful, then you cannot do what you're naturally doing. The better is do what you need to do. Do. Walking, don't go walk. Reminding. Are you aware? Are you aware? Are you aware? Bring back, bring back, bring back. That is it. Then you can apply it in your daily life. Whatever you do, whatever you talk, whatever you think, naturally let it be. Just remind yourself, where's the mind? What's the mind doing? The mind is aware or not? You remind yourself. That's better to apply in, put in your daily life. Awareness put in your daily life. How about talking?
Very difficult. Public, in front of people.
No, no. Do you get aware you are talking?
I can,
not very difficult.
It's a bit difficult, yeah.
Because of practice, not enough. That's why we feel difficult. If you practice enough, not difficult. Slowly, one by one, talk. One talk, just wait. Talk, wait, check. Talk, check, wait. Slowly. Don't talk continuously. No, 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 no. Tell me, no.
Thank you.
You mean then?
Yeah, for me,
I'm not. Yeah. The Rabbi, the Rabbi, the
he wants to know whether you are able to be mindful when you are speaking.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, or not?
I want to practice that, yes.
Exaggerate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try
out.
Try?
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm losing my voice for a reason or
another. My face, good face, right? Okay. Try your face.
Okay. Yeah. I've been working with defilements. Yeah.
You knew that.
Actually, it was yesterday, but I didn't know. Because the feeling I've got is that things are happening very fast. I got this feeling that I'm learning fast,
That you're learning fast?
Yeah, new things. Things are happening. And what I'm going to tell now is it's more like yesterday, what happened today. Sometimes something annoys me. Someone may do something that I disapprove, or I myself may do something that I'm not happy about. And my normal reaction in situations like that has been that I've been recognized what's happened, and then I have started doing metta. For him or for myself or anyone who has, you know, who got like negative feelings for. But now I haven't done that. I have let the negative feelings be there.
This is the more difficult. This is the challenging.
That
is better way.
And I try to find out what's going on. And I have found very interesting things. I feel like I have found, sometimes I have found the roots of the negative feelings. And they can be very far. 10 years ago or something like that. Perhaps I can remember an incident from my childhood. Where I felt the same feelings. Something like that. And what happens then is, what happened now, it starts to feel like it's almost nothing. Annoying anymore.
Now finish. This version finish. If you don't know, all the time come again and again and again. In future.
Okay, but what has happened then is I got a feeling that I'm stronger. I get stronger. By practice. And I'm not so, I'm more independent of other people's opinions. Things like that.
This is a right practice. It's a rosa. It's like this. That's part. But it's because the whole sound quality increasing, the mind must be feel like this. Become more confident. And also more happy, more freedom. Because of defilement, we have a problem. Oh, very nice. Good. Thank you very much.
I've been watching my sitta, and I've took a long walks around. And resting my awareness, my focus in my chitta. I have been able to relax quite a lot and watch the subtle movements. I have been having those blue states again. And they have been longer.
Do you like it when you're in those bliss states? Do you notice if the mind likes it?
At the beginning it was okay.
Watch that thing later.
After a while, it's the It gets a little bit down.
Yes,
Why do you feel that?
Why do you think you feel, but your warama? Why do you think that you get these bliss states?
That isn't that much tanha anymore.
No. My thought is lukshita.
When you are practicing meditation, when you get into these blissful states, what makes the mind what are the conditions that bring about blissful states in the mind?
There isn't that much tanha anymore. Not more craving as much.
And then what else? What did your mind do? The conditions are whatever your mind did, right? That's what brought about the blissful state.
Okay, it gets this awareness quite subtle.
Right.
And then when there's this happening something, I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And then I'm able to relax.
Yes.
Aware of something. Right. And craving.
Yeah. So relax, continue to practice.
Yeah.
Make this happen.
Yeah.
Now, I is coming.
Yeah.
I is nothing to do, but I very good.
Yeah.
So this idea comes, but because of you continue practice, continue right, relax, right attitude, and continue practice, become this affair.
Yeah.
But I is nothing.
Yeah.
But he come now, like, now he says he come, I very good.
Yeah.
He's nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know what he's saying?
This is nothing to do with myself. It's
but
getting
still,
out of the way. Getting out of the way.
No. He's saying that even though the right conditions give you the blissful states, but the mind comes in and thinks I'm a good yogi, but it actually doesn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah.
It has to do with awareness and continuity, and you know, having less tanha and you know, less.
It's
sort of like taking credit. You know, at work, like you do all. Somebody does all the work, and then at the end, somebody else says, "Oh yeah, I also." This is my team. You know, that sort of thing. When he didn't do any work, but that's what I was like.
Yeah, I've been watching that.
Right? Yeah, that's
interesting. Any particular question?
Mm-hmm.
The instructions are quite clear, so.
Okay, how are you feeling emotionally?
Much better.
We'll tell him about the other night.
Well, it was funny actually, that incident when
I'm like a megaphone.
We were trying to sleep and I couldn't sleep because somebody was talking in the room next door, and I was like, this is supposed to be a silent retreat, and okay, now I'm angry, and okay, how does this feel, and okay, I'm not reacting, I'm not gonna go and say anything, I'm gonna be patient, and okay, I need to do something. It's a response, it's not a reaction. And, no, I'm gonna go. Then I went to the next room and like, please, the walls are very thin. It was her talking. I was like, okay. It's funny. And then I felt really ashamed.
I'm the one who was supposed to be
But it was funny because in that incident I actually went through quite a lot of thinking and feelings. And
you're not the only yogi who suffered, my love.
It was a good lesson, though. Yes, I've been thinking so many things, and I have so many questions, but. I think I'm gonna ask about music or art.
Mm-hmm.
music is really important to me, and I'm also a singer, and it's I've been trying to achieve that kind of state when I'm singing, especially on stage, but also at home or when I'm singing to somebody, to kind of shut the mind down or off and just let the feeling come out, so it would be as pure as possible. And also when I'm listening to music, the kind of music that I like is when I listen to it, I really go in emotionally, and I don't want to think about anything, it's just feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is what it is supposed to be, like touch feelings. And I'm thinking, or I've been thinking, is it somehow considered a bad thing not to be like mentally aware, or trying not to be aware while singing or enjoying music?
He believes that if there is awareness, it actually becomes better quality. Even music and art, you know, art, but with mindfulness, that it can become even better quality. Because awareness and wisdom, they can adjust, you know, on their own. Whereas if it's just the unwholesome mental qualities like delusion, or if other emotions come in, because you're opening yourself to emotion, then there might be negative consequences. So but the mindfulness mustn't be like involved. The mindfulness should just only be like an observer. You know, like somebody in the room watching you sing. That's how the mindfulness should be. It shouldn't be like trying to sing or trying to hold trying to stop you or anything. The mindfulness should really be just observing. If you try to use too much energy to be mindful, then it will feel strange to sing or to feel emotion and stuff like that. It will feel like it's in conflict. But yeah, if you feel that way, then it's too much.
Relax.
So there's this lady who asked a question about art. She'd been an artist for 40 years, and she said she noticed how sometimes it was very natural to draw and everything would come up just the way she wanted. And sometimes she said she'd have an idea what she wanted, and then she couldn't reach it. And he said in the natural state there's actually more awareness, you know. When she wants too much to create something that's green, and greed gets in the way. He says, whereas, he says, she's an artist. Her mind already knows how to draw, so there's wisdom. If there's wisdom, sati is present. You know, he says, so when there is not greed, without greed, then the art comes through very naturally. And so she just needs to have awareness so that she can check if greed is present or not. You know, and without the greed, then the art just comes.
Yes, that is probably the problem. There is always greed and there is fear to make mistakes or... okay, I want to be good and how did that look? My hand moved like that. Okay, I didn't reach that note. No, that went very well. I'm constantly like thinking about how what's happening. So I'm kind of aware, but it's like a critic.
That's self-conscious more than...
The dish is a little bit, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm not going to get into it. So that's more like greed and aversion talking. There's a singer, well, an actor and a singer in Burma, and when he was 60, he performed, like he organized a stage show, you know, and he did a one-man show. Just him performing and singing and all that. And he'd got into mindfulness meditation and stuff like that. And he said, he was telling the teacher, he said it was because he was mindful that he could manage the whole show and not be stressed out. And he was entertaining people, he was being funny. But he says without the mindfulness he would have been stressed and tired and stuff. But with the mindfulness he did what he needed to do. Quite good about himself. Yeah. He said other people were thinking that he would not be able to make it at 60. Lots of practice. He says he doesn't see any of you talking very much, and if you have spoken to each other a little bit or more, have you managed to be mindful?
Yesterday I had, last night I had two conversations, and I was thinking this a lot after that, because they were like 1 hour each, and
1 hour, never.
And I noticed the other one was like this, I lose the awareness, and it took a lot of effort to have a conversation, so a lot of energy also.
You notice that it takes energy to have a conversation.
And then I just kind of said that, okay, now, And after that, right after that, came another one. So I kind of said, okay, let's try again with a different person.
Okay. Practice is okay, no problem.
Yeah, and then actually we talked a lot about practice, and we talked also about the being aware when listening and being aware when talking. And also this thing that you said, or I don't know, was it Jesus said that that choose your words carefully, or be mindful.
Yeah.
And actually it didn't take so much effort. It was a really different experience. But I don't quite understand what happened still in the first one. Maybe it was the what we talked about.
The topic.
It wasn't the practice. It was just like personal stuff. And that and then I didn't sleep last night almost at all after this. So I don't know. So how to I think for me, when I go to the normal world, it takes a lot of energy when I meet people. It's easy to be alone and it's easy to but when I meet people, having these conversations, it kind of sometimes really takes a lot of energy. How do
you reduce like the lalima? Who are you energy nyara with the lalima?
And he says, if you keep being mindful when you speak, you will sort of learn how to not lose so much energy when you speak. You'll choose ways in which not to lose energy. The topic has a lot to do with it. When we talk about ourselves, we lose ourselves most in conversation.
Ourselves are there. I will achieve my life is where defining a lot.
The I is like a fertile ground for all the defilements to grow. So if we want to talk about ourselves to somebody else, we have to be very, very
emotional.
Because all sorts of funny emotions come up. In extreme cases, you know, some people talk about themselves, they cry or stuff like that. All sorts of emotions. Because we're thinking of me and talking about me. If we understand that, you know, this mind and body process is just this mind and body process, then we won't be so hooked into the notion of me, you know, the idea of me, and we see that, you know, the things we feel or say or, you know, it's just a process. Who do you think is talking? What is talking? What is making the mouth talk? What is the motivation? Where does it come from? How do we make sound come out from our mouth?
That's right.
And ultimately the mind, because even the ego is like a construct of the mind, right? The more we see that, he says, the more often we see that, the more the mind settles into the realization that the mind is doing everything, even when we speak. If we didn't think anything, would we be able to speak? We always think about what we want to say before it's said, even if it was very, very fast.
Fast.
Sometimes we don't notice what we thought, but we've already said.
不能骗你来说，见骗，对了，你不要了，你太太都骗你。我们，我们，我们，we
speak so skillfully. Yeah, that says that our thoughts and our words seem to almost be in tandem, almost at the same time. We think what we want to say, and we're saying it almost at the same time, because we've practiced it for so many.
一个年头一个，一年，一个年头八百，八百年。Especially
when we're eager, it's something that we want to talk about. Then we probably thought about it a lot and maybe said it a lot, so it comes even faster, you know, the eagerness
and。那理性，对吧？对我来定，也有对我来定的，那表皮的有，对我来定的，比嘛表来说，都嘛远过前世，我嘛少干你的钱嘛，把远过前嘛就搞，搞，哦，踹出去了。
But if we have awareness, and our awareness is faster, it's like the awareness gets a chance to see what we want to say. You know, like it knows the thought, and then it can choose whether it wants to say it or not. But if eagerness is what is stronger, then he says we want to say something, and you know, it's sort of okay. We want to get it out because we want.
不要等了嘛，不要等了，现在我请我不去。
If we're eager, then we don't have a choice. We don't have time to choose whether we should say something or shouldn't say something.
So either I'm low so in, but the relationship so in, the body relationship so to send out to you.
Yeah, so if we are calm and collected, we have mindfulness, our mind is stable, we're not eager, then you know, we want to say something, we can examine the thought, we can decide if we should say it, and so when we say the wrong things sometimes, you know, we can suffer from having from the consequences for a long time. Right? Sometimes we say something wrong, maybe we feel guilty for a long time. Sometimes we say something, maybe somebody else gets angry or upset or hurt, and that can last too. So, you know, when we say something wrong, that can be.
He
says, so there's a big difference between, we do the same thing, we speak, but a big difference between being aware when we speak and not aware when we speak. He says, when we are aware, even if we make mistakes, we can learn. So, and then if we learn, then we learn to become more wise when we speak. So then we also gain the satisfaction of you know, having more effective speech. Whereas when we aren't aware, we are not aware, then what happens is that we say things we don't understand because we weren't aware. We don't understand why we're in trouble. There's confusion, and then doubt, and you know, and yeah, it's just more difficult when we're not aware.
Noble Eightfold Path, the right speech, what do you get, man?
So it's in the Noble Eightfold Path, right? Right speech is one of the components of the Noble Eightfold Path.
Right speech, how to practice? Yeah, 标准的立场嘛，哎呀, right speech, 八郎.
So by being aware when we're speaking, that's how we practice right speech.
Can I have one more?
Yes.
Right.
I just talked with the managers that I think that only now it's Friday and we have been here like a week already.
Yeah.
I think I a little bit understand what is the, you know, this idea a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's only now.
Yeah.
First there was too much trying and
yeah.
And everything. So my question is, because this kind of feels okay now. I want to have, I want to learn more. Yeah. Please. So, are you coming? You know, next time here or when
he's coming?
You coming?
I'll be here next year.
Okay.
Saido's not traveling next year.
next year I rest. Don't go anywhere.
And practice.
Yeah.
You would have a baby. Yeah.
And if you convince Matet, then she will come too.
That doesn't need a
translator. also, you can come with me.
Yeah, we talked about that too.
Right. Okay. We were in support center at the PM. I thought maybe even cycle car like from two other people.
When you say that mind do everything, I noticed one day when I eat dinner that my body doing some unnecessary movements.
Mm.
Like I watch there or I move my hand.
Mm.
I do everything other things too than eating.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to notice that.
Mm.
Because
after very important to know
after
next
that,
to know it.
Couple of next day I noticed that my body doesn't move that much.
Mm.
Because I be more aware with this movement.
Yeah.
And
the other wonderful one.
Yeah, two of the detamida. The yekka go sign it to body tell me so messy at the mulu at the light in there. She did let the alley, Sara tell the child shall know that I'm put the detamila who young Simon's at the account. Now need to body tell me less to the dish in it or think below dog.
Right, right. But did I do that?
It's always interesting when we realize that we know something now that we didn't know before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we keep knowing ourselves, it gets very, very interesting. Yeah, he says because you know, it's like in our life we have never really known ourselves. And when we spend the time to get to know ourselves, you know, it's like getting to know your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Now you get to know yourself, like you stay a month, 2 months, 1 year, 2 years with yourself, and you discover somebody you never knew.
Yeah.
This experience, if someone he aware he said long time, is very new experience. Cannot imagine this, how strange.
Yeah.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You just sit down.
You understand that.
Very strange experience.
I'm not sure.
He's saying that you know.
Because our life never get this experience.
Keep being aware of yourself for a long time. He says that's an experience that we've never had before in our life.
Ah.
It's knowing ourselves for a very long time. From birth until now, we've never really been in touch with ourselves continuously for a long time. So when we
amazing.
Try to do that, you'll find it an amazing experience.
Amazing.
Yeah. I have
fantastic.
A
fantastic. Wonderful.
He's a good businessman. So he knows how to advertise.
This is real. Because you never get this level, this reach this level yet. So you cannot imagine this, what is this? When you get experience, then you know.
He says if you've never tasted something, other people can talk to you until the cows come home, but you won't know what it tastes like. Right?
Yeah.
Until you go and taste it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you need
some? Anybody had eaten a durian before? Have you heard of the durian?
Yes. No.
Do you like durian?
Horrible. Whatever you think.
But
how would anyone be there?
But if somebody hasn't tried it, they won't know what it's really.
Oh, in the blood, what would be? Blood, so in the blood, so what would be?
You didn't start with a good one.
Yeah, Westerner is don't like to read.
But
Westerner I would like very much. So, how two zane the bawa ajar the kura ma. Takane pure namle.
He says, so, you know, food is something quite mundane, he says, but to have an experience of knowing yourself for a long time is much more special than any food. Because, yeah, she did it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I have one question, because this experience going a little bit far. Yesterday evening I was sitting and then I just wake up in the middle of my thoughts, and after that I realized that these thoughts just are thoughts, so they just going next coming and falling. I was it was really nice to just follow them, and I was in the some kind of flow.
That's right.
Yeah. No, so I after my practice I go to sleep and I put the air plugs and after that my mind start making a noise. Not words, only noises.
Yeah.
Like this kind of noises. I listen to noises and it sounds like a little child who want make me angry or make me react.
Yes, make you react. Yeah.
I think what is that?
It's the mind. Yeah. And then what happens?
Is it when I be much more aware with my mind? Does it always coming make me nervous before I go to sleep?
No. So mania la tania la dunya ni tu ai ma time lo tu mai ne tu di ye lo da la tu ai ni da la nga tu no la le chin ma le twei ni le de ai chin ma twei ya a twei ma ti la ni tabo paw wa
di we la ma ti sha ti wa
da mai tu nyam phit wa ba sa ai chin ma twei ni ya a twei ni le phit ne tu wa tu tu phit ne le tu flow rate ya
ma mo ha ni de di ne we ne so sa chan ne ba ya tik kwa ni lo
ปิดอ่ะอืมตัวเออไอ้เฉยมาก้าวๆเนี่ยตัวตัวตัวญาณผิดแต่ตัวตัวตัวสกะลงอย่าเอาตัวอ่ะตัวอ่ะตัวเบ้เนี่ยตัวเอาลูกอ่ะโอเคอ่ะแล้วพี่เรามาตัวญาไอ้ตัวไอ้ตัวตัวอ่ะอตันนี่ไม่จ้างเลยตัวเอฟลักแท้เอฟลักแท้นี่ไอ้ตัวตัวตัวใส่กับอตันนี่ทุบเลยอ่ะแต่อีแอร์นี่ยัดคงดีดาวโนคลีเดียวโอ้สว่านเลยตัวเบ้เนี่ย
เออซิสเนี่ยดาวาเลยเพื่อเซฟเอ้าเดี๋ยวนะพี่ซิสอ่ะเออเซกาเนี่ยโหจะจะจีเนี่ยโหบะรอมาเย็นๆไปไอ้หมาบ่ฮู้ล่ะเนี่ยบ่ฮู้ป่าวบ่ไอ้ตัวเจ้าเนี่ยเซกชีบางปะบางแท้โอกาสสิเลยโอกาสสิได้ก่อนถ้าอเมซะแล้วเนี่ย
He says so the answer lies in why you use earplugs. Why do you use earplugs?
Snoring.
You snore?
No.
So, right. So you don't want to hear sound, right?
Yeah.
You think that if I hear sound, I will not sleep.
Yes.
And you have this fear, right? This fear. So even if you put earplugs, your mind is going to haunt you with your fear. So what you need to work with is the fear, not the sound.
Okay.
You need to work with the fear, yeah.
Fear
is the same as in the same fear is also dosa. Dosa means sadness, anger, fear, all dosa. It is the opposite of greed. Greed is one family and dosa is another family. You know, aversion they call it. So fear. So he said whenever there is greed or aversion in the mind, these qualities, they think about whatever they are
liking
concerned with, you know. So greed will keep thinking of what it likes, and aversion of fear will keep thinking of the things that it's afraid of or doesn't like. So since you don't want sound, your mind will keep thinking about sound because it is afraid there will be sound. Then you know, it's like the pink elephant, right? Don't think of a pink elephant, you know, like that. The thing to deal with is the emotion.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And once you can deal with the emotion, you don't have to fear the sound anymore. Because the emotion is not there, sound is not a problem. He says, but if you have it, he said that mind will keep thinking of that thing that it.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah.
Please
answer my question.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we keep discovering.
Look at my thing when I was going to say.
He says the most interesting thing in the world is this mind.
Yeah, I'll do.
Yeah. Fascinating. Yes.
Well, I have a few things to report, maybe. Yeah, they were good understandings. Yesterday, well, after all the teachings and the talks, I started thinking, like, I want to be very clear about the mind, like, what we are actually here, kind of, where are we trying to focus, or what are we trying to be aware of? What is the mind we are talking about, actually? So I went out on a walk, and I felt, like, quite clear at that moment. So I started first being aware of what I see and what I feel.
Yeah.
And then it was quite clear, easy to do at the same time. Then I started walking with eyes closed and at the same time thinking about memories, pictures, as strong as I could have in my mind.
Yeah.
And I could keep all the three together. And then I opened the eyes and still kept the memory in my. So I was seeing like what I see with the eyes, feeling with the skin, and same time having the memory quite vivid and clear. Also sounds and remembering things, sounds of the memory or in the memory. So then it became quite clear to me that there is still some thing aware of all this, which is outside of these fields of experience, these sense doors. So then it, to me, it became quite clear where the mind is that we're trying to be, like, kind of use.
Yes, okay.
So that's very good for me.
Okay.
Good experience.
Yeah, right. This very good experience. Should be like this. Mind door is cheating. China door is open.
Yeah.
So, like, experimenting, packing up information, and still being feeling that there is some place where it's not in the body, it just is some.
Yeah.
Some mind which collects all this, and then stripping it down to just one field of awareness, and then back building back up and playing like this. It was quite good, stuff. Then about the talking. Well, we talk a lot with the managers all the time. What's interesting is if the topic is relevant to my picture about myself, who I feel I am or think that I am, then after I stop talking, the residue of talking is longer. This kind of inner chatter.
Yeah.
It's like it's trying to like rebuild or maintain some kind of an image of myself with speech in my mind.
Yeah.
This is how I feel. If it's irrelevant to me, the topic, when I stop talking, silence comes to the mind. And if it's relevant for me, there is some residue, some stories running in my head for some time, which is like, yeah, trying to somehow repair or keep intact my idea of who I am and how I am.
Yeah.
Especially if I feel I said something funny to the other person, or like, lost my loose face, you say,
oh.
Or something like this,
yes.
That I feel shame.
Oh.
Then it's stronger, much stronger.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Quite clear.
Yes, yes. Okay. ตุ๊กก็ว่าน่ะแหละน่ะแหละน่ะแหละโอเคตุ๊กปฐมเปล่าเลยหาเสียงซาเลยเข้ามั้ยตุ๊กไอ้อายุนี่ตะคู่ๆตะคู่ๆอยู่บ่ตุ๊กอ่ะเนี่ยไอ้เชียร์เปล่าเลยหาตัวน่ะแหละสิแล้วตุ๊กปฐมน่ะอายุอยู่เลยพี่ก็ตัวเมสิอายุเนี่ยมาชอบดอกตีเลยพี่ก็เมสิอายุไม่ก็ตัวอ่ะตุ๊กอยู่เองตัวอ่ะขออยู่เลยตุ๊กเปลี่ยนทางตัวอยู่ขออยู่แล้วมาเมสิเปลี่ยนพ่นเนี่ยต้องอยู่อย่างเงี้ยพี่ก็เลี้ยงอยู่อย่างเงี้ ตีนี่ล่ะชื่อนี่แล้วสมมุติว่าตีเราติดติโลเมียไว้เออตีนี่ล่ะเลยอกโลตูอยู่อกโลอ่ะชื่อนี่ล่ะตะคู่อ่ะแบบตีนี่แหละสรแล้วเนี่ยน้าแหละพี่แล้วมาตัวดาริโอโหตูสึกาอ่ะเปล่าตูดาริโอเนเน่แพ้พี่แล้วตูบ้าจันนี่แล้วสรไอ้ล่ะอติบ่ดิตัวไอ้รู้สึกก็ลงแม่เปล่าไอ้ตัวไอ้ล่ะก้าวมาเลยบ่ใช่มั้ยแล้วตู สึกาเปียวอีตัวสึกาเปียวอ่ะดิสึกาเปียวอีกูไม่ใส่เนี่ยหาสวยเนี่ยสึกาเปียวพี่นี่สวยใส่แท้มาต้วยนี่จันจันแต่ว่าสรุปกูโกบาเทนแล้วสรุปกูมาชื่อเลยกูงาบลูงาฮูโลสรุปว่าชื่อแล้วดีงาเนี่ยปะตะตาสวยกูชื่อมาเลยสึกาโปจันเนี่ยงาเนี่ยบ้ามาไม่ใส่สวยเปียวพี่อย่างเงี้ยพี่ว่าอะทุทะเปียงเนี่ยเนี่ยหน้าเป็ดเสียชื่อเลยโหกูโกมาเนี่ยเลยสรุปเออเออสึกาโป
It's
good, despite being so busy with all the cooking.
Oh, very busy. Practice.
I try to practice so that I don't make this into something special. I feel it's like I want to have the retreat for me so that it's just very little different from my everyday life. Mm. And the plan is when I return to everyday life, I move my state of mind what I have here into my everyday life and just kind of continue with the long retreat.
It's as close
life.
To home as possible.
Yeah. So I try to keep the gap very different.
Yeah.
Very small.
Very small, yeah.
So you can put on you look this kid, then you tell me now. Put on the dashi in the loop, the sheen the loop.
Yeah. ดีมาลาบรอดีตะคอกตูรีทรีทลงดาตูโหเวอไว้ใส่ไปลงดาตูอ่ะตูอ่ะรีทรีทโลซื้อหน้าไลน์โหตีตันนี่มาเผี่ยงลงดีมาอลุลงนี่တော့ไอ้เนี่ยไอ้บัวเนี่ยเต็มมากกว่าดีมาแล้วอลุลงเสร็จแล้วไอ้มาตะดิท้าเผี่ยงท้าไอ้มาเนี่ยเนเน่แยกกันแน่เลยเออโกบรอลงลงลงมาเอาเนี่ยแอนด์ he wants you to And also, you know, all the yogis, he wants us to remember to appreciate the things we notice when we are being mindful. You know, the little things we notice which we hadn't realized. He says, like he said, you know, when he was eating, he noticed how his eyes were looking places and his hands were doing things that he didn't need to. And he never noticed before that that's what the body and the mind does. He noticed, and this noticing is very good. It is a.
The dikhar is so that dia ne patelu, mati ati di tola on amien the dikhar. So, the chibi ne the dikhar ma mian lai to ati ya tola, mati di la bupu di la.
This noticing is a function of wisdom, you know. And as we stay aware and stay aware, we begin to notice things because of where you know wisdom. Is allowed to function more and more when we are continuously aware.
Achanaadle.
What's the difference? What's yeah?
Kona do tu do in kona do tu 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 la achanaadle.
Yeah.
Ani ni anama niha pa.
Sometimes it's deliberate, like in your case, you're trying out all the sense doors and then seeking out what was still missing, which was the awareness, and then tuning into it. And sometimes it can be discovered. you know, like.
I pajama is when you, yeah, I took that but yeah, see that you, yeah, same as I look back to.
So, both ways are ways that our awareness and wisdom work. Same both same ways, same there's interest, you know. Yeah.
你按用的话，你来记的话，他一般对啊，他多么老说的，个你用记古记不记的，我好多个片。If
we are aware of ourselves every day and we don't notice anything new, he says, if we keep thinking that we're the same every day, he says, then there is something not fresh about the way we are with ourselves. You know, it's like gone.
ชูดูอันนั้นมันน่ะหลุดเลยชูดูอันนั้นมันน่ะหลุดเลยเจ้าว่านี่ป้อมยันน่ะหลุดเลยไม่จริงเลยเวลานั้นชอบจะพากวาดแล้วมันติดอยู่เลยจะช่วยเจ้าพากวาดแล้วตัวช่วยเงี้ยงูจูใจเพื่ออยู่เวชกันเงี้ยงูจูใจเงี้ยงูจูใจที่เช่นนั้นว่าเราอยู่เวชเงี้ยงูจูใจแล้วตัวติดมันติดก็ท้ายลงนี่แหละไปสิเลยติดมูจูใจแล้วตัวมาปูติเลยโอ้เวลานั้นชอบจะพากวาดเลย
So he says this when we understand. Sorry, not when we understand. He gives the example of when people, you know, when people come to the center, and a lot of people do anapanasati, and he often asks them this question. You know, you've been doing anapana for a long time. Some people 1 year, some people 20 years. He has people coming, and he says, "What's the difference between the in breath and the out breath?" And some people know and some people don't. And then he says, Boris, tell me then.
You said, I think that I have a lot of motivation to move to. Motivation for us.
Yeah. So he asked them this question, and he says, the difference between the people who know and who don't know are, he says, the people who only want to use anapana to become quiet, to calm the mind. They don't notice anything about anapana. They just want to use it to be calm. And because of their intention, they don't notice anything. But the ones who are more open notice more. If calm is not like the only thing that they are like, you know, setting as a goal. If we're interested, then we notice all sorts of things, like when we speak, before we speak, while we're speaking, after we're speaking. We start to notice when we should not have said something, that we said something effectively. We learn from the things we notice about ourselves. Even watching movies, you know. He says some people go to the movies just to get entertainment. And some people go to the movies and they talk about, you know, what's the message that the movie was trying to give. Was there a social message or, you know, something? And some people are much more interested in seeing beyond just the obvious, you know. So our motivations are very important when we are being
mindful.
He says, you know, when we're just mindful, because the teacher says to be mindful, or, you know, like in his case, he says at first he was just following his teacher's instructions, but his teacher would ask him all these questions, and then his mind began to ask himself those questions, and the way he was watching became different because there was always something the mind was curious about, and he found that the mind was more open to discovery
when
we can understand the way the wisdom and awareness works. He says if you think about the way we do work generally, say if you're given a task to do, like wash the toilet or you know, put out the bread every day or something, somebody who does the same thing every day, somebody who has an interested mind, they find ways to do it better, more efficiently, more quickly, you know, or just find better ways to do something because the mind is active and agile. But, you know, some people just follow instructions every day. But the person, you know, who there's no learning happening, but for the person who's quite, the mind is quite agile, then the mind, you know, the person learns to do things better and better. Even for the simplest things, they find
the optimal.
It's just a type of wisdom. He says you'll see this difference even in children, you know. Children have different intelligences. If you give them the same problem, they'll use different ways. They can could be using different ways to solve the same problem. He says he's talking about this because sometimes people ask him, Siyadu, you say we should be aware with wisdom, but how do you use, how do you put in wisdom or how do you use it? He's trying to say that something that's very much a part of our own mind. It's an innate part of our mind, and if we recognize it in other places, we can recognize how it can work in awareness as well.
If that
sense of curiosity and playfulness is always there, mindfulness is never boring. Meditation is always interesting.
Sleepiness is a trigger to the when
we're sleepy, it's because we kind of shut down the discovery part of the mind and we're just kind of coasting and we get sleepy.
Research look at but do again signals are.
He says if you look at scientists, he thinks that, you know, they're always quite curious and, you know, He says there's someone who has that sort of inquiring mind. He says maybe when they're physically tired they'll be sleepy, but not sleepy because they're mentally bored. Or switched off.
Okay.
I got messed up. I thought it was very funny when you said this about improving things and organizing, and so I've been doing that a lot.
Yeah.
Finding things what I would do different than And that can also raise some aversions.
And
I have to look at, you know, where does that come from? And
yes, I'm sure that I don't
something come within myself and, you know, what's raising all this.
Say to my
that's been a good experience to whatever aversion is arising, is it, why does it trigger something in me? You know, where does it come from?
Right.
And then I go back and see.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, some
like some
bit like you were saying.
Right.
So
yeah.
And then it was interesting also when we were talking yesterday in the sauna. It's
sauna,
very natural,
yes,
to start talking.
Yeah.
And I think we were very mindful when we were speaking and talking about it took a lot of energy to start talking again. And I didn't sleep anything during the night. So.
You also didn't sleep?
Yeah, I was very much, you know, just making noise.
It
both gave energy because I felt very much.
What energy?
Unwinded, you know, like I couldn't relax.
Yeah.
So I was both mentally tired, but at the same time, you know, I
couldn't sleep.
So it was interesting to realize how much we talk, which is unnecessary.
Yes.
That would be interesting to see. Back to work.
Yeah. Luudala maluula. Puudala. Tinna matindola. Jotenna mapjoten taitala.
The point of being aware is to learn all of this. You know, are we putting in too much energy, too little energy? Is it necessary, not necessary? Have we said enough, not enough, you know? Mm. And then learning through that how to adjust so that we can find the optimal
space.
And so a whole learning journey, you know, of learning how much to say, when to say, what to say, who to say to.
And
when to speak, where to speak, when to stop, all this we learn.
I have a question regarding planning. I realized that I have a mind which is thinking too much, but also planning certain, if I'm going to have a meeting or a discussion with somebody at work or privately, I often plan what I should say, and if the counterpart has this opinion, then I say these things.
Mm-hmm.
If they come with this, then I have this. So I have a plan A, B, C, D, and E for different scenarios.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
That energy goes to losing a pie, pitching on the iron. Yeah, energy.
Tua, nama sisa kan so, atau tu tua meeting sih, ho, tuku ho, kemian, tuku ho, discussion sih mah, ber, tua sisa thale, di luar the vomiting, ko belok pih ten le, di luar so ing belok pih ten, atau tua nene, ho cuci sisa thale, bila so di luar so mah le, ho ikut ho mah ten le,
dabo,
ya, dama ada aku le,
ini sisi lutan ya,
he says so you can do the same. It's necessary to be prepared, it's wise to be prepared, but you just need to find out whether you need to use as much energy as you are using to do it. Can you find out how to put in just enough energy to get it done? Is there other energies involved when you are thinking through your options, the energies of anxiety, maybe energies of greed, like you like, you know, trying your hardest to make sure that they must be persuaded. You know, if there are all these sort of investments on our side, then that can be the tiring energy. So when we understand our purpose, our objectives, and then he says, then we can start thinking about these things without all those unnecessary energies of anxiety or greed and so on.
Meditation is starting to work. And I have at first ups and downs, I thought about it, but now I feel my mind is getting more quiet. And I had this moments that I know what is the awareness and seeing things through the awareness and also watching the defilements. But I have been difficult to notice the difference because I feel that they are a little bit interconnected.
What is interconnected?
The defilements, I think it's an
Ah, you mean are they, the defilements are interconnected with each other, right?
Each
yes.
Other.
Yes, yes.
Necessary to separate them.
No. Yeah, tu ah, tu.
Gain
the law. Yeah, tu ah the di oleh tu cuci ni mah the dia balik tu cuci ni leh. kilitari lati ja tämä kilitari uchi, ne tuo 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 pani re, tuo kue amala re tu kuzi, yeah, you just need to see them. Yeah. You know which what you already know what they are, the different ones. Yeah.
So kue amalo, nemo welo.
You don't need to like.
You know,
you just know and you know, okay, these are different, but you know they're all, yeah, connected.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, sometimes I feel like this, everyone, yeah. Everything at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, ko lu dobya nya shin le lu khan sa le. Okay. Actually that's the truth.
Yeah, like kan lo lo, be a kan un gang.
Together, yeah. Motorcycle gang.
Yeah. No, come along. Come on, look the van is not looting. No, not passing the name of
it. He says all of you are doing very well in just 1 week. He wonders how it would be if we had 2 weeks of retreat.
I wish we had 2 weeks.
It was she,
now we're starting to. Yeah, like,
Right, yeah, he says we sort of just turned the corner and then we have to go
home.
He said in 3 weeks? Yeah, 10 weeks seems too, 10 days seems too short.
Lani amyaji, lani achieve it. Plans are amyaji.
So many things to learn.
Yeah, I also had this experience that I was nervous, and then I just watched the energy go like this.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. That's it. Yeah. Do it anything. It was, just went like.
Yeah, he says all these energies are doing that. They're coming and they're going, but usually we kind of keep them.
Tai Chi, energy.
This is like Tai Chi, you know. In Tai Chi, we're always gathering energy and we're sending it somewhere else. Gathering energy and we're sending it somewhere. We're just using the energy's own energy and sending it on its way. Yeah, so whenever we know how to do it, it's very easy, you know, and we become more skillful and then it becomes more easy. We can maintain it more.
He says,
humans or beings, he says, we all suffer so much if we don't understand the mind. He says, we don't know how to learn about it. We don't know how to avoid the suffering. Yeah. Hopefully this helps.
Very good.
He's very happy that we are learning.
I've been actually practicing quite a lot of talking. Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity, and that's also something I try practicing outside. Now that the mind has most of the time felt quite restful and calm, and with little reactions, it's been fairly easy to see quite subtle when the body gets, the mind gets a little bit tense.
And then noticing that and the kind of relaxing happening.
Yeah.
And this, except for some moments I've been having today with a stronger kind of urge to laugh. a lot of energy bubbling up,
yeah.
And I notice when there's a strong emotion, then it wants to, the kind of attention goes for a short while into the emotion, which actually makes it even more intense, and then there's a subtle reaction of no happening. That's been kind of keeping it coming, and then when I go back to noticing that no, actually it comes down, so there's a restful feeling again.
Mm-hmm.
Mind kind of gets peaceful, but then it's been coming up, so there's a kind of subtle.
It depends on our personalities and maybe what's in our environment or our and when we've been practicing, you know, for some of us it opens up and, you know, we feel more happy and there's more laughter. Some yogis start finding stuff comes up and then they cry more and, you know, they have to work through things more.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe it's just different times in our practice, but yeah, just stuff that comes up.
Yeah, I actually found it quite useful because I've been wondering, like, when is it that it happens that sometimes when actually in a moment of conflict, the shift happens from awareness into going into object and look more into the feeling.
Yeah.
And now actually I had a similar kind of thing happening, but with a, you know, happy.
Yeah.
Happy state.
Yeah.
So it was in that sense actually
the important thing is the awareness, and if the awareness is good, you can manage both states.
Yeah.
Both are fine, yeah.
And then I've been wondering, I've been wondering, sometimes I wonder, like, how much investigation to do, because this also comes from a background of doing lots of practices, investigating anatta and anicca. And like sometimes if I notice, for example, let's say restlessness, actually I notice that if I look for the restlessness, it's just the kind of sensations that the mind is putting together and kind of calling it restlessness. So you can see the kind of empty nature of the phenomena, and then because of the reaction, it's actually intensified. So sometimes I was just wondering, like, is it too much of investigation?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's been helpful because if I see that kind of non-solidity of the object, then it's much more easy to let go of the clinging, because there's nothing really to cling there.
Tu atu ra jawi, ena tu adi anat anisa anat dukha itu
ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ဘယ some zebra, you know.
So the other says,
you know, when we have a lot of information, the wisdom actually can work naturally. If we just allow the mindfulness to do its noticing, it's like the wisdom can come in by itself and go through that process of thinking and understanding quite naturally by itself. And so he says he would advise that when we have that much knowledge already, information, he says, so long as we're interested in being aware, he says maybe you should just step away from trying to investigate and see what the mind, let the mind discover for itself the wisdom, you know, and that can be quite much more powerful than when we purposely try to see it.
That's like good advice, because sometimes I also notice kind of sounds like a subtle effort in you.
Yeah.
And then I've been learning now more and more just kind of drop into kind of relax back and think that is enough, that there's not much need to.
So you know, you can learn from your own experience. You can try with investigation, without investigation. You have to be patient. You know, with investigation, you see something more quickly. Without investigation, you have to give it more time. But then you want to see what the result will be, so you have to be patient and see what that will be. And then it might be very interesting.
Thank you. Throughout the week, I've had loads of opportunities to see how the mind constructs not only me but you and other people. Being in silence, beautiful for me in that way, to see how very quickly the mind just has opinions and comments about people. Lovely teeth, beautiful hair, not smiling, probably pretty scared.
And also the other practice of just seeing,
yesterday I think this somehow me came together. I had this moment where I was sitting and there were people and I was seeing and noticed and was aware that the commenting and the defilements probably were not there. I was just seeing people as, I don't know, processes or just energy, just you and me. You and me,
just as it is.
Just as it is, and sort of being aware of the causes for other. I don't know.
what came up was really, really helpful for me was a feeling of forgiveness and metta towards other people that just arose. Sort of like, us humans, poor humans, processes, and just this sense of forgiveness, like it's nobody's fault. Sort of, and after that, I was like, yeah, I don't want to go home. The apartment right there. I don't want to go home. Existence. I want to show you a little more of this, please.
ดีสึกอ่ะโหลูรีพอเรโกรีพอเรไอ้หล่มเนี่ยนะก็ดีมีนาจิตาเลยแหละตูดอกชอบตริฐาๆๆตูก็จะเนี่ยเนาะมะเนี่ยซ้ายเนี่ยมีนาตริฐามีเลยมีนาตริฐายกแยกจิมีนาอ่ะยูยูพี่ตัวตริฐามีเลยมีเนี่ยตูไอ้เฉยมาสึกอ่ะสกามาเกลอโหคารายเวบานเนี่ยโหลัวบาแลเนี่ยแหละเต็ดวาแล้วเฉยมามีนามีนาไว้สิแล้วไอ้เฉยมาทุษะเนี่ยแหละลูริโอ
ดูรูปปกโกตัตวะโรมะเมียนเนาะเบเนตะบอเตียเลยตัวสกะลงชาลงอย่างอังกฤษมาเต็มมะกาวอังกฤษกับไอ้สกะลงเต็มชาลงมาเลยแล้วตะบอเนี่ยเออตะบอเนี่ยโอเคเนี่ยตะบอเนี่ยตัวสกะเออแล้วโหตัวเจ้าเนี่ยตัวโจบ่เด้ตัวเออนำมาตัวบลูอทุทะเพตัวบาทุซ่าว่าเลยสอสึกะ
ควิกโปเตสิเดี๋ยวอ่ะถ้าบดุมาอภิเษกไม่ใช่ป่าวอูเด้หลุดได้อภิเษกไม่ใช่เนี่ยดิมาผิดเนี่ยอ่ะอ๋อเลยตัวอ่ะอกลงตะนาป่ะตะนาเสียลีนี่ป่ะนี่อารมณ์อุทุรุเว้ยป่ะโกอ่ะตัวอ่ะอกลงแล้วเนี่ยตัวเนี่ยตัวเนี่ยอ่ะขี้ป่ะนะมันน้อสึกกันเวลาเลยไอ้ไม่เปลี่ยนจริงเว้ยดิมาเว้ยดีอ่ะเลยเสร็จขึ้นมาเปลี่ยนเสร็จกางจริงเนี่ยอารมณ์ไอ้มาแล้วเสร็จขึ้นแล้วป่ะ
he says just continue practicing at home
Same stuff.
Well, kind of body sensation,
yeah, it's not only the body sensations that are the dumb.
All the senses. It's very grateful for that practice, the seeing, looking practice. Very, very,
very
good.
Very
useful.
Yeah. You
The whole day, I woke up in the morning feeling really good, really light, and but then it's some nervous energy, and there is maybe the also the going to the anger or fear. The whole day has been with that. And I've been trying to just be with that and just see that that's nature, that happened, because in my, of course, in normal life I don't have the time to do that. So I've been just trying to accept it and feel it really fully. And yesterday evening when I went to the sleeping, I was doing the my meditation, and there came really, really strong energy through me, and I thought that this time I will watch it from the start till the end. And it was in the head, it was really strong, and I was almost think that I lose my mind or something. It was really, really, really heavy. But at the same time, I was knowing that I'm aware.
Yeah,
it's okay. And and I think the headache or the pressure in the head disappeared, and I felt really good in the morning. But now I think this is the next wave where
Ready.
Ready.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome, no? Don't wait, welcome.
Yes. And
they come, like, come, they come like a white flick.
And I also try to not label that as monsters, at least it's clear, or is this just seeing the energy of Fila, wherever it is and how big it is. And it was almost like, and I almost felt like there was cancer inside of me, like there was some kind of techno beat or something. Yeah. Like
going and my energy is here.
Yeah, he says, but you've got this big weapon. Call the weapon.
Energy is here. Yeah. Ready to come.
So you don't have to be afraid. I don't have to use it. Don't come. You are using it.
You are using it. Already, yeah. I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you.
Yeah, just if you keep the awareness going, he says that weapon will get bigger and bigger. Yeah, so.
It's
an organic weapon.
Yeah. So
you keep it charged all the time by being aware all the time, and then, yeah, it can. Yeah,
it's pretty powerful. Yeah, but jungle also, they got a lot of talking about it.
He says when we're still afraid, we're not sure of how powerful the awareness is, the other energies, they still feel very strong. But when we've done it enough and we don't feel so much fear, he says that the energies come in, but they've got their white flag. They come with their white flag. So, yeah.
I'll wait for that.
You'll wait for that. Something at any age.
Feels like they're really, like, almost too much. Mm.
Yeah, he says he felt like that as well when he was depressed, and he says you just don't think about the next thing, just, he would wake up feeling depressed every day.
The whole day.
Every day.
Bed.
How to go through this day.
When I wake up, how to cross this day.
He says, don't worry about having to face all this now. He says, this is still, this is the learning process. And through this process, you will learn and become stronger.
I feel happy that I'm experiencing this thing, because now I have time to sleep with them. Everything.
Yes, and it will make you feel, he said, more brave when you go home about being with it. He says the nature of vipassana is always to be ready, to face, to learn, and then, we always gain something from anything, everything. Good and bad.
Related question.
Yeah.
I have those energies also, but they quite often they don't get in the mind. I don't feel emotions, or it's not the emotional energy. It gets stuck in the body. So there's a tension here and here. There's an aversion and feeling being stuck, or an awareness being tight, bad enough. I try to be aware, but quite often it doesn't seem to move anywhere. Then it goes away. I never know what was it.
Bajang kita, I think, I'm low, being to be aware of it. Dilo to chit at the volley, take daddy,
It's okay, he said, just keep watching. However it presents itself to you, just know that. So when you have the when you're watching these things, body, you're watching the sensations and all, he said, notice if you can what the mind is thinking. You don't have to look at it, just notice.
You'll
see what the mind is doing in a subtle way. The subtle thoughts that feed all our emotions.
Very good.
Yes. So I could report in, it's not so much a question. Similar again to last time, what I talked about. So occasionally I've felt like I've struggled a lot with different mind states or kind of a heaviness. And again, partly maybe I feel like it's from this one death in the family, actually, and also not so much that it's impacted on me, but I feel a lot of the kind of heaviness that it's like I've talked to my mom on the phone and stuff, and then actually it turned out there was another death in the family as well. So, but just really feeling the grief of those people in my family and around me, mm-hmm. as a kind of a heaviness. Mm-hmm. So I've been observing being with that and kind of surprised at how much it's maybe impacted on me here. Mm-hmm. And also feeling a little bit disjointed somehow, as in the manager group, it's quite a social role. So also noticing that it can be quite upbeat and bubbly, and then kind of realizing that I'm somehow in a different place from that. So just kind of been following that a little bit. And then in the more formal practice, continuing to explore this non-selfhood, and it kind of I've had some really nice sessions of walking in the woods or on the road, and some sitting. Exploring this identification with the body and the mind, just seeing the body sitting there, feeling it breathe, and the mind kind of quieting down a lot with that, and also with the thoughts and the consciousness, kind of getting this sense of just sounds happening and sometimes just the sight happening. Some really beautiful moments of practice with that as well. So it feels like quite a full experience with working in the kitchen, the busyness of that, and getting some quiet time to practice as well.
And then through a manager each other through a zagari bari pure pobo bawashi da tu takali ne ne to myo li be le ho tu ne zaga pyo yin ko a pom ma li pobo baba li pyo tu ko tu kan li de ka da sik ka le ni le ko a twin sik ka le ni le a pye ma to myo pya ne so ne ne to myo li bo na ta cha chin ni cha tu ne ne tu a tu lan shao da lo thai na lo ai chin ma te cha shu ma da ตัวตัวนี้มันนี่นะตัวที่อนัตตะตะบอพออเอาเนเนตูหยุดถ่ายตูสึกกันเนเนหยุดถ่ายแล้วถ่ายแล้วเดี๋ยวขณะกูถ่ายนี่แหละบ่สึกกะอลุลงเลยบ่อะแทกขณะกูอะแทกชูเลยแหละบ่สึกกะเอลุแบตติเนสึกกะตลอดใหญ่เนี่ยแหละนะรอดีมีไลฟ์ชอตมีมันติเนี่ยล่ะรู้
giant jamanti nila road. Takabli toroli o ang
mga. Yeah, that's
great.
And takabli ano maaman? Nenery te chalo lang. Lokhi ba to kong.
Yeah, you know how to practice. He said, you know, and in when speaking and all that, he says like if you touch in with yourself, stay in touch with yourself as you speak, then it might not feel so disjointed, like, you know, like there's some dichotomy or something.
Yeah, the power that I think that would be a little
bit of a sign. He says, although externally we might still be the same way, you know, it's just the internal, the connection with what, how we are internally. That's
thank you.
When we become really, when the awareness becomes, when the awareness becomes more continuous, eventually it becomes automatic and then it becomes natural, it becomes skillful. He says it comes to a point where it doesn't feel like we are trying to meditate. But in the beginning, yes, there's a lot of like trying to meditate, but yeah. Some become slow to meditate. Yeah. It can become very natural.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Finish. Next time I'll be sure.
Good night. There's no more next time for this retreat.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Sending my love. Okay. I'm feeling my love.
Yeah. Sierra says he will always come back to Finland.
Sweden. Sweden and Finland.
He's thinking maybe next time he starts traveling, Sweden and Finland.
Yeah.